Anyone addressing the commission must come to the podium and give their name and address for the record, please. Only commission members may ask questions of those speaking. Comments will be heard in the following order. Comments from the applicant come first, comments from those for the request second, and comments from those opposed to the request third. After all comments are heard, public discussion will be closed, and then the commission will continue to the discussion of the request and may ask follow-up questions. The chair will then call for a motion on the request. Further discussion on the motion at that time may be held. Following that, the zoning administrator will take a roll call vote. On the date of the next trustee meeting, more than 10 days from this meeting, the request will be heard at a public hearing. After the public hearing, the request will be voted on by the trustees at the regularly scheduled meeting. The rezoning takes effect 30 days after an approval vote. At this time, I'd like to introduce our members of the Zoning Commission. I apologize, I should have probably started with myself from the beginning. I'm Josh Wilkerson. I live at 7220 South Palmer Road, and I'm the Vice Chairman of the Zoning Commission.
I am Ron Corbett, and I live at 2680 West Charleston Road.
Lorna Ferger, 7080 South Palmer.
Jerry Hurd, 8765 South State Route 202.
Mike Arnold, Zoning Administrator. First case of the evening will be ZA-02-24, a request from Bruce Flohr, located at 5955 Pisgah Road, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to rezone 3 acres from the 121.78 acre A2 parcel to R1 AAA, leaving the remaining 118.78 acres A2, parcel ID number A01-073500, which is located at 6185 State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio, 45371. This case was heard by the Miami County Planning Commission this week and voted unanimously for recommended approval. So up here on the screen, sorry it's hard to read up here, but just kind of an overview, it's a tax map of the property. So in this here, the yellow square there just kind of shows the 3 acres that they want to rezone to around the house. Sorry, this is a horrible picture. Okay. All right, the applicant is here, I believe.
Yes. Okay.
If you'd like to come up to the podium, if you have anything to add, or maybe they have some questions for you. Swear yourself in to tell the truth. State your name and your address, please.
I'm Bruce Flora. I live at 5955 Pisgah Road in Bethel Township. And the reason we want to rezone that 3 acres is there's a house on it that my brother lived in for almost 40 years. But he passed away 3 years ago, and nobody else is interested in the house, and we just want to sell it.
Crowd, have any would want to speak for or against? Yeah, nobody.
Anybody for? Okay. Anybody against? Okay. At this time, we'll close the public discussion, and we'll discuss amongst the zoning commission.
Mike, I got a question about the offset of the 3 acres that's shown on the map. shows there that it's not squared up. Is that just from the?
Yeah, it'll actually be squared up.
Yeah, it goes to the actual lines
yep.
that are there. And in the other map that we've got, which it doesn't show on that projector, but the parcel across the road that's the R1 AAA
mm-hmm.
lot, there's a strip along there where the property line looks like there was a dispute at one time. Do you know, I asked Bruce before the meeting, and he wasn't familiar with what was going on with that. Do you?
No, I'm not sure either. We had looked into that when this was first starting, but couldn't get any good history on it.
And I also asked Bruce before the meeting started if there was a separate lot for the residence that's on the north side of that property. And it doesn't show us being a separate lot on the map, but it does have the R1 AAA zoning. Now, it's possible that it could have been zoned R1 AAA and not been removed from the original parcel.
No.
And but Bruce doesn't know whether he's got a separate deed for that or not. Do you know whether that is a separate lot of record or?
Typically, when it's two separate zonings like that with shown borders, typically it is a separate lot.
Well, it doesn't show a border for it in white. It you can see a delineation across there, but it's not, it doesn't show that it's actually a border.
Are you referring to the
on
the sheet here? It has.
Now, on that sheet, I don't know whether I got that printout. See, this one here, there's a house that's on the property there.
Mm-hmm.
It was built by Bruce's grandpa.
That was before us too, right?
Yeah. That was built by his grandpa years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that could have even been built before zoning was in effect. It could have been a second residence on an agricultural zone property, or it could have been rezoned as a R1 AAA. It's shown on the other map as R1 AAA.
Yeah, I couldn't make out what this.
Well, that parcel belongs to this house that's across the street from it.
Oh, okay. This is the other.
Yeah. See, and that's.
Well, for my clarification, then, I'm. Because this one is giving me confusion.
Right.
Are we only talking about one residential lot, and that is where the old farmhouse is?
Right.
Across the road from
yep.
the barn?
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So this is causing somewhat unnecessary confusion for me?
Right, so the tax map page that you have, here, I'll switch it up here so we can all be confused together. So basically, all the way across 202 on both sides, it's one parcel. Now, the R1 AAA that's showing that Jerry's asking about, I have that as a separate parcel of land on my end over here. So that would not be included in the 121.78 acres. The parcel we're looking at is A2 across the board right now. He's asking to rezone just this 3 acres
right.
to R1 AAA. This part that's showing up R1 AAA on the tax map.
Now, which one are you calling? That's the one I'm referring to. You've got the line drawn clear over to the other side of that property.
It takes in the house.
Yeah.
Takes in that.
That ranch.
Parcel that is zoned R1 AAA.
Right. Okay. You're looking at this one, right? That's the R1 AAA that's already there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that one's already there. Okay, so I don't have, let me see, pointer things over here.
Pointer.
criteria.
See, it's not the same one that I'm looking at here.
Yeah, but you see where the 202 is?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit to the left of that is where that other parcel ends, and their property begins.
But you've got the green line drawn clear over to the north side.
And it has the other house in it.
And that one is zoned R1 AAA on the zoning map.
Right.
He's got the green line around the entire floor of property.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just to show what all the four of Family Farm owns.
But what I'm saying is this is zoned R1 AAA. And whether it's got a separate deed for this parcel right here, I don't know.
Okay. So...
Well, it really doesn't. I mean, it could be either one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I thought we ought to know what the deal was right now. If somebody would come back and want to put a second residence on an agriculturally zoned property, whether that is on the same property and it's already been rezoned as R1 AAA.
Yeah, you're wondering the sort of authenticity of that being a residential property already or not.
Right.
Well, that according to the zoning here, that it already is residential.
No. No, this is. Is this. Yeah, this is 202.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, 202. So, no, that's the probably not stupid. Okay. So, yeah. So, the only thing is that little hook. Yeah. So, that is all the
is this 202? Yeah, that's 202 in there. Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's showing.
Yep, so it's like that. So this section, this piece already in the zone of R1 AAA.
So what this is a zoning map you're looking at.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning the zoning map.
Yeah.
I'm questioning whether there's a deed for that lot.
Oh, okay.
I realize it's shown as R1 AAA, but is it separate deed for that? It doesn't show that it's a separate deed when you look at this map.
Yeah. Well, according to the auditor, Miami County Auditor says it's included on there. In that?
Yes.
Yes.
It's part of the...
It's a separate taxable.
No, it's not separate.
Well, it's not. It's part of the A2.
Yes.
Property.
Yeah. Okay. Which... I mean, that could be that it was zoned. We got other parcels in the township that are zoned two different zoning districts in the same parcel. So,
yeah.
But I wanted clarification as to what happens in the future if somebody wants to come in and put a second residence on what's left of the farm. They wouldn't be able to.
Nothing is included on that parcel
unless it was separated off.
Yeah, you have to go through the same process.
Yeah, you'd have to go through the process. Well, you wouldn't have to go through the process of rezoning. If you want to put a second residence on, you wouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah, they might want to check out that. See, what's weird, though, is typically when there's two zonings on the same parcel that's not separated, there's no line. They just change colors. This has a dividing line, a black line, dividing the two as if it's already... parcel off.
Separate
so,
parcel.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because if you look at all these 201 parcels that are, the front was industrial and the back was not, there's no line, they just changed.
Yeah,
parts.
But there's a lot of errors. And my parcel showed as being a separate line at one time, and part of it was under 10 acres, so it was zoned A1, and the rest of it was zoned A2. But it never was, the deed includes the whole property. And so it was changed to reflect the fact that it was a larger parcel.
Well, see, another weird thing, too, you see that the street, the bottom part of the R1 AAA,
yep.
On the auditor's website, it shows that not being on the floor.
As not being on what?
This part of Flores.
Yeah, like the old part.
It's not. According to Bruce, that was sold off years and years ago.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so this might be, this tax map in the GSI system might just be wrong.
See why there's a strip
in
there.
That's Bill Gable's place.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, before that, it was my issues as well. See, that Department of Commerce, did it show, that is a separate parcel and then between, which.
Which
it shows.
Actually, that Bruce, what I talked to you about before the meeting, there's a small little strip in there that belongs to US Department of Commerce still.
So this whole thing.
There used to be a radar station back there that was for the airport years ago.
Yeah, with access, to access.
But it's an actual separate parcel.
It looks like it's all about 30 feet wide.
Yeah. Which that preceded even zoning, that parcel was established.
Which piece are you talking about?
There's a little.
The long.
The other one show up.
There's the long narrow one, but there's this little sliver along it.
I mean.
Literally, it looks like it's 30 feet wide.
Too much.
It's actually a parcel, the ownership, it's not an easement, is it?
The next goes is Don and Gale.
If it's got a parcel.
You would say it's just like an easement, but it looks like it's cut out.
Where the stupid property used to go.
It's right, there's a separate parcel in it.
It is.
The blue line outlines the.
It's not on that auditor map.
The original parcel. It doesn't touch Piscataway.
I mean, yes. The germane part to this area, this place.
Right, it's not germane to that. The only thing that's germane to this one is the fact that.
And that was the.
And that can be explained no matter what.
Yeah.
So. All right, that's all the questions I had.
The survey is going to take care of it.
I kept something that breathed on it.
Okay, let's see if I can find, there we are.
But it's the way that pink red barn is.
Parcel involved in this case?
Yeah.
You haven't had a survey for the new deed yet, or have you? So you may run into some problems.
Basically, it's the family farm.
I hope not.
Mr. Flora, one follow-up question. So are you currently farming the acreage? Or somebody farming?
Well, Hensley is.
And that's the plan going forward, that land is going to continue to be farmed?
Yeah. Yeah, we just want to sell the house, not the farm.
I have no other questions. Okay, is there a motion?
I move with, make the decision then.
Second.
Second, okay. Like we call them.
Make a decision.
That we recommend.
That we recommend, yeah.
More than a second.
More than a second.
You second it.
All right, Mr. Wilkerson?
Yes.
Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Ms. Ferner?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
Case passes 4-0. Mr. Flora, you don't have to hang out for us and meet if you don't want, but you're more than welcome. Case has passed 4-0.
It's interesting, I'll stay.
All right.
Get yourself a piece of cake.
Yeah. When you pass, you get a piece of cake.
Then he baked, he bought the box, put it in.
All right, so the next case tonight is case ZA-03-24. A request from Jason Wilson at 9292 State Route 201, Tip City, Ohio 45371. To rezone 5.12 acre A1 parcel located at 9185 Man Road, Tip City, Ohio 45371. Intends to combine rear 2 acres from Man Road property to the adjoining I-1 parcel located at 9292 State Route 202. Rezoning the remaining 3.12 acres on Man Road to R1 AAA. All right, so up here is the tax map. This just shows where the A1 there, that is the Mann Road property, currently 5+ acres. This here shows the plans. They would like to take the back 2 acres off of that property, joining that to the I-1 property out on 201. And since that drops the property down to 3 acres, it no longer meets the A1 minimum, so they want to rezone it to R1 AAA.
Just for the record, Mike, on the write-up, at least that you had there, showed Route 202.
Yeah.
Did it say 202?
It does.
Yeah. It says 202.
It's 201.
It's 201. And it is correct on the application.
Okay.
I was really lost.
Yeah.
This is a picture from the road of the residential property. Well, agricultural residential property. This was also heard Tuesday at the Miami County Planning Commission meeting and also recommended unanimously for recommended approval. The applicant is here tonight. If you'd like to come to the podium, if you have anything to add.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Jason Wilson, I live at 6039 Button Bush Street, Tippecanoe, Ohio.
Okay.
4571. Basically our plans, obviously, is rezone that so we can expand the business back, put a retention pond in. Plans right now to keep the existing, we're going to evaluate everything, probably keep the existing garage, but knock down the house and build another. I'm personally going to build my house there. So that's the game plan on that. So I'm going to live on the residential property right there. Back.
So you're coming back home?
Technically home now, but not really. we adopted our granddaughter, so we both my kids went to Bethel schools, and you know, we have a 3-year-old. Granted, she's got a long time to go, so we just like to put her back in the school system as well, because we really do like Bethel. So, granted, we're in Bethel now, but because I live in North Carriage Trails, but I hate it, so not gonna stay.
So you're buying the whole parcel?
I am, yes.
And subdividing the back part off with the business and...
Correct.
Going to tear down the old Hennens old house that I go back years and years. Hennens have lived there since for years, but...
Yeah, we're gonna basically clean the whole property up, get everything, like I said, knock down the house, put a different my house there. And put a big retention pond to the side, but the rest will be on whether it goes beside that or beside over here. It's going to go somewhere. So like an acre and a half retention pond will be there as well. That's the game plan right now.
So you've initially owned the property with the business on 201?
I still own that property.
Still do, right?
Yeah. It's HVAC Holdings is my company as well. Just I transferred from personal to corporation.
A good opportunity to acquire this property behind it.
Correct.
That's what
we want. Yes.
Okay.
I only have one other question.
Sure.
The dotted line that shows on the one map is not that map, but this map. It shows the dotted line for the 2 acres, or the 2 acres that will remain for residential, as being parallel to the 201 or the Mann Road. And on the survey it shows it parallel to 201. Which one? I assume the survey is the one that's correct.
Yeah, I did. Sure. I don't have that answer.
Okay.
The survey lines are probably straighter than my line.
Right.
Okay, that was your line. Okay. Well, your line was drawn in to the property line that was on the 201 side.
Actually, in both cases, the that line, the new line of division, is pretty close to parallel with Man. It's just that it's a little bit of distortion between.
Yeah, right.
Between the aerial shot and the other drawing. As is customary, the neighbors would be advised of this change, so one of the things that I will be interested in hearing is if anybody's here to have any issues with the increased zoning to an industrial level. So that may have driven some concerns, but that's, I guess we'll see if there's any words on that.
Well, I know I've already talked to the neighbor to the north, Troy. Is on board, 100%. So I know that I've got that neighbor already.
That's good. Yeah.
Like I say, I probably, you know what I'm saying. I mean, feel free to talk to whoever you want to. But it, like I say, my main thing is to knock the house down, put a nice house there, and clean up the entire property. I'm pretty sure that
I would like it cleaned.
I mean, yeah.
Wait for them to ask.
Donald lives across the street.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, we're also gonna put $10 million into that property, so.
Public comments against? Okay, nothing heard or seen. At this time, we'll close public comments and we'll have discussion amongst the zoning commission.
At this time, I will also say that I'm recusing myself from voting or discussing on this case as I have a financial interest in this one.
Okay.
No, that was exactly as I mentioned to Jason. I said if I don't hear any issues, a negative responses, I don't really have anything further.
I guess so, Mr. Wilson. My last a retention pond. What's the point of the retention pond? I'm just curious.
It was one of the suggestions that came. It was just a suggestion that come down from the architects.
Okay.
Just in case, it's actually there to help fire.
Okay.
So I mean, there's a fire hydrant on the property. Like I think it's like 3 feet from my property.
Yes.
But the amount that we're building in the back, we don't want to have any issues. So we are going to put a retention pond in the back.
Okay.
Yes.
Mike, you said this went to Miami County.
Yes.
Was the plan with the retention pond included when it went to Miami County?
I'm not sure.
I have no idea. I didn't deal with any of that. Engineers and
probably not. It's not required.
Right. I'm just curious.
Yeah. If he does any
know
any type, it still does have to be approved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think. I know when we talked to Miami County. It wasn't a requirement that we know.
Right.
So.
Yeah, typically it won't be required unless it's maximum surface areas covered by concrete or structures. So.
Right.
So when it comes time for that. Yeah. Yeah, any pond retention or not still on goes through zoning. So.
Yep.
Further questions from the board?
I have none.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I move that we recommend approval to the trustees for this project.
Okay. Second?
I second.
Okay.
Please call the roll.
All right, Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Hurd?
Yes.
Mr. Wilkerson?
Yes.
Okay, case recommended for approval, 3-0. All right, so both applicants tonight, you guys will be heard on for the public hearing with the trustees. That will be June 4th at...
It's getting close.
June 4th at 6:30. Let me check these dates real quick. Sorry.
I lost your card. I've got to take
that should be it.
Because I want to see it. I did tell two people that I was for. Maybe there's any second part.
Yes, June 4th at 6:30.
I'm not worried about
it. Did you guys see the minutes from March?
Oh, yes.
I don't have them in my
package. I'm just happy to be able to.
In a chain, Ron.
To expand.
Yeah, Ron's name has been changed. And also, the motion at the end.
Going towards you.
Just says, Mr. Motion to approve. It should read motion recommend to the trustees for approval.
Okay, I don't have those. So, are you aware of what he's talking about?
I sent it out.
This was an email.
2 days after.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. What date was that email?
I don't have the date of the email, but I printed off the draft of the minutes. I can give you the copy I've got.
Oh, do you have a copy?
Yeah, I've got
a copy. Yeah, can I see those? I'm sorry, I... Between the three of you, there's enough to recommend approval. Okay, Jerry, so what did you say you want to change on?
We have changed Rob's...
Rob to Ron.
Yeah, to Ron. And then the motion, it says motion to approve. It should read motion to recommend to the trustees for approval.
Okay.
Because we don't actually approve it. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, are there any other edits to the minutes? No. Okay. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second. I had made the motion.
So Jerry wants to be first. Jerry wants to be first before an option.
Approval of March minutes. Mr. Hurd?
Yes.
Ms. Verder?
Yes.
Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Okay.
March minutes approved.
All right. March minutes are approved. At this time, we'll open the floor for any public comments. No comments? Nothing said? Okay, nothing seen. We'll move to staff comments at this time. Any staff comments?
Mike, thank you for your years here.
Oh, background. Thank you guys for being patient with me trying to learn this position. So I appreciate all your guys' time and helping me learn how to do this job. So thank you guys.
Thank you, Mike. You'll be missed.
Yeah, definitely miss you, Mike.
I don't have any other news. I haven't been around much this month, so I haven't heard of anything new going on.
Okay. At this time, zoning commission comments. Any others? This was the point at which I was going to say thank you.
Yeah, there you go. You're doing the right thing.
Thank you, Mike.
We just weren't sure we were going to get enough.
Yeah. Okay. With nothing else left on the agenda, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Okay, second.
Jerry? Now, eat more cake.
Everybody's adjourned the meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 8:07.
Nice to meet you, neighbor.